This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Colorado, 76% of people support renewable energy on public lands. That's according to a new climate-focused poll out of Yale. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has more.
The poll from the university's School of the Environment found that 75% of people somewhat or strongly support the idea. Jennifer Marlin is a senior research scientist with the program.
When you talk to everyday people in cities and towns across the U.S., they want stable energy sources. They want local energy. They want control and over where the energy is coming from.
The Federal Bureau of Land Management's Renewable Energy Rule currently allows solar and wind development on public lands. However, the Trump administration last year announced it was walking the policy back, reversing the Biden-era initiative that gave, quote, preferential treatment to renewable energy projects. In Las Vegas, I'm Yvette Fernandez, the Mountain West News Bureau.
If you get the chance to visit the U.S. Air Force Academy soon, you'll have a gleaming new visitor center to explore. CPR's Dan Boyce says it promises an immersive experience of a cadet's journey through the school.
The design evokes a jet wing taking flight through its steel and glass architecture. The General Bradley and Zeta Hosmer Visitor Center sits outside Academy security checkpoints right off I-25, and it's free to the public. The building completes the Colorado Springs City for Champions initiative. That more than decade-long project is aimed at attracting tourists. City for Champions has also led to the likes of the U.S. Olympic Museum and the Switchback Soccer Stadium. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.